Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Thursday, May 1st. The MS Chichimon set sail today to begin its 51st season. Today was its spring repositioning cruise in preparation for the next season of transporting people and vehicles from Tobermory to Manitoulin Island, starting Friday morning. Owen Sound Transportation Company Director of Operations Carrie Adams thinks we could get visitors from further afield this year.
We're hoping that European travel will choose Canada to travel. And it's expected that many of our Canadian customers will be staying more local.
Adams says the Chichimon will also be extending its season an extra week to October 26th. Meaford is issuing a letter of support for the potential creation of a local family health team. Council approved the letter of support for the Northeast Grey Health Clinics during its meeting on April 28th. Deputy Mayor Shirley Keaveney.
We really, really need this family health team to be successful for us so that we can work on that recruitment.
This comes after the provincial government announced $1.8 billion in funding to create and expand 80 new primary care teams in Ontario, with the goal of connecting 300,000 more people to primary care in 2025 and 26. The City of Owen Sound is recognizing several volunteers for their work in the community. The 2025 award recipients include Youth Volunteer of the Year, Olive Borowski. She's the founder of Bandit Fest Grassroots Music and Arts Festival. Mayor Ian Boddy.
She is described by her nominator as an innovative leader with the ability to foster collaboration, making her a role model among her peers.
Also being recognized are Dave Barber and Jeff Nickel as Volunteers of the Year, and Evelyn Barnes is Senior of the Year. The province will table its budget in a couple of weeks as tariff issues continue. Finance Minister Peter Bethlenfalvy says the Ontario government will release its budget May 15th. During his campaign, Premier Doug Ford promised to spend $22 billion on infrastructure. This will be the province's first budget since U.S. President Donald Trump began implementing tariffs on some Canadian goods shortly after taking office. Ontario's fall economic statement projected a small $1.5 billion deficit for 2025-26. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 46 points to 24,795. The Dow Jones is up 83 points. Our dollar is trading at 72.2 U.S. cents, down 28 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $59.07, up 86 cents a barrel. In sports, in the Provincial Junior Hockey League playoffs, the Hanover Barons are in Napanee tonight for Game 7 in their Provincial Junior Hockey League Schmaltz Cup semifinal series against the Raiders. The Toronto Maple Leafs will take their third shot at winning the Battle of Ontario Game 6 in Ottawa tonight against the Senators. That's underway at 7. The Leafs lead the series 3-2. A win, and they'll advance to face the Florida Panthers in the second round. More NHL Stanley Cup playoff tonight. The Edmonton Oilers will try to knock off the LA Kings and move on, and Game 6 is in the Vegas, Minnesota and Dallas, Colorado matchups. In Major League Ball, the Blue Jays close out a three-game series at home against the Boston Red Sox. The Jays and Sox split the first two. And 40-year-old NBA star LeBron James says he's undecided on his future after a first-round playoff exit by his LA Lakers. Checking the forecast, showers and a risk of a thunderstorm ending near midnight. 50-kilometer wind gusts becoming light, a low around 6 degrees. Cloudy Friday, a 30% chance of showers, still breezy, and a high around 11. Cloudy and 11 degrees on Saturday. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you're up to date.